Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center or CCRC often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is the creative problem-solving process in support of the problem-solving competency. In this podcast, we are going to walk through the creative problem-solving process. Learning to apply creative problem-solving to an issue can lead to the development of novel and creative solutions to new or ongoing challenges. Too often, we think of creativity as the domain of artists, musicians, writers, or designers. The truth is that everyone has the ability to think creatively and to bring that ability to bear when facing challenges. The key to creative problem solving is the application of two types of thinking, divergent and convergent. Divergent thinking is used in generating as many ideas or solutions as possible and not stopping too soon. Convergent thinking happens once all the ideas are out on the table, when it's time to evaluate each idea for its feasibility and workability within your context. The solutions that are not feasible or that will not solve the problem are discarded. Using both divergent and convergent thinking is the key to creative problem solving. It is important to take the time needed to do both, but not at the same time. Each has a specific purpose, so don't cut either short. When taking on a challenging problem, it is often better to do this with a team or a group of interested partners. This helps to bring in a diverse set of perspectives and will hopefully limit blind spots in your thinking. First, we start with identifying the problem and writing it down. Identifying the issue is important in honing your focus and getting everyone involved on the same page. You may want to engage in root cause analysis or maybe reframing the problem to help clarify what you are taking on. There are materials for both processes on the CCRC. At the end of the first step, identifying the issue, you should have a clear statement of the problem you are solving written down. Writing it down helps to keep your focus on the goal and not drift off to solve a tangential issue that may be easier but does not resolve the main problem. It also helps to keep the team working from the same page with one goal in mind. The second step is to ideate or come up with as many solutions as possible. This is an example of divergent thinking. The most popular technique is brainstorming, but there are many other effective tools and processes for this. Regardless of the tool or technique that you use, be sure not to stop too soon. Too often, when we are generating solutions, we stop with the first mediocre idea or when we fall in love with a particular solution. Often, it is one we have tried in the past, and we exclude all others. Don't fall into one of these common traps. Keep generating ideas. In this process, you want to get to the stage where ideas start to get less obvious, a little crazier, and are a little harder to come up with. Pushing past the obvious and traditional solutions gets us to where the creative solutions are found. It also helps to break out of the status quo and doing things the way we have always done them. Make sure to capture every idea in writing, no matter how crazy or insignificant it may seem. Any one of them could be what makes all the difference in coming up with the best solution, and if it is not written down, it may not be remembered. When you are in this divergent thinking process, do not judge an idea as good or bad. The goal is to generate as many ideas as possible. With the ideas all captured in writing, it's time to begin to investigate them. First, group ideas in themes and look for ideas that build on one another. Once you have them grouped, review your themes and the problem statement for relevance. If some ideas or themes are not relevant to solving the stated problem, get rid of them. This does not mean that they are bad ideas, but they are not going to get you where you want to go. With convergent thinking, we are trying to converge on the best, most workable solution to our problem. Call the remaining ideas, getting rid of the ones that are not feasible or that just do not make sense. Look for ideas that build on each other or complement one another. Complex problems rarely have simple solutions, so you may need to test more than one solution. Continue this exercise until you identify the solution that you are most interested in pursuing. The final step is to implement your solution. At this stage, you will need to develop a communication plan. How will you share your solution to this problem? Who needs to be a part of your solution? Whose support do you need to move forward? Who needs to be informed? What are the best communication channels for each? You will also have to identify what resources you will need and actions to take to achieve your desired results. With your communication plan and resources identified, create your action plan and move out. What will be your first step? When will you take it? Let's talk about an example of how creative problem solving was used in the Navy. In September of 2019, Assistant Secretary of the Navy, James Geertz, announced the creation of the NavalX Tech Bridges, a program to help make the Navy more agile, innovative, and collaborative. These tech bridges are regional hubs for innovation and collaboration between naval labs, academia, industry, and other military branches, working together to solve difficult challenges being faced by the Navy and to accelerate delivery of dual-use solutions to the warfighter. One example of creative problem-solving from NavalX was from the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Panama City Division, and the Gulf Coast Tech Bridge. At the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, hospitals began to fill up, and ventilators quickly became scarce. This was an acute challenge, not only for local hospitals, but also a threat to fleet readiness that needed a creative solution quickly. NavalX responded quickly and was able to creatively solve the problem. Let's go over the four steps they took. In step one, the problem was identified. To design and create high-quality, low-cost ventilators and deploy them en masse as fast as possible. Step two was ideation. With the challenge going out across the Gulf Coast Bridge to their partners, they received 172 responses with suggestions from across academia, industry, and government. Step three was to investigate. Of those 172 suggestions, 5 prototypes were recommended as a solution. One of those solutions came from a government team. Their solution was designed and built in less than 2 months. It could be built from parts found in a hardware store by following simple instructions. Lastly, step four was to implement. This device was put into mass production and made immediately available to physicians in order to save lives. Using creativity to solve problems is not an exclusive talent that only a few have, but rather a process that all of us can follow. Creative problem solving helps to bring new and more complete solutions to the problems and challenges we face at work and in life. The process is easy to remember. 1. Identify. 2. Ideate. 3. Investigate. 4. Implement. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ, Total Force Development, at navy.mil.